The Halton Regional Police Service, HRPS, have made a pair of arrests and laid multiple charges after an investigation into a SIM swap scam operating in Halton Region. This three-month investigation called Project Buff began after police identified a fraud network operating in Halton and the surrounding area. This group was using stolen phone numbers and counterfeit identification to empty their victims' bank accounts at various financial institutions. Investigators identified 13 victims who had more than $136,000 stolen from them. Last Thursday, on April 18, 2024, four search warrants were executed at residential locations in Toronto and Brantford. As a result, the following items were located and seized by police, see attached photos. 60 cellular phones and 200 SIM cards. Fraudulent identification. Two gold bars valued at $6,300. Laminate machine and printers. Counterfeit identification scanner and printers. Credit card printer with blank cards. BMW X6 SUV. $166,100 in bundled currency, Canadian, US, Euro and sterling pound. One of the residences searched contained an entire counterfeit identification lab which was dismantled and seized by police. As a result of the investigation, two male suspects were arrested and have been charged with the following. Renee Jean Monius, 46, of Toronto. Fraud over $5,000. Use of stolen credit card. Breach of probation order. Emmanuel Noel, 24, of Toronto. Fraud over $5,000. Fraud under $5,000. Possession of a counterfeit mark, 2 counts. Thieves are constantly creating new techniques to leverage technology and steal from unsuspecting members of the public. Investigations such as Project Buff should serve as a warning to criminals that police are working even harder to stay ahead of them. The great work by our investigators brought two suspects to justice and undoubtedly prevented further people from becoming victims and having their bank accounts drained by these criminals, said Superintendent Dave Stewart. Be aware of the scam. Scammers are using SIM swapping and phone number porting to gain access to your email, social media, and financial accounts. From there, they can access your personal information and data. With this information, they may empty your bank accounts, apply for credit in your good name, impersonate you to defraud your entire contact list. In the event of a SIM swap, you will lose service to your mobile device, an indicator that your phone number has been ported. Once the fraudsters have access to your account, they will immediately begin resetting your passwords and gain knowledge of your security answers. How it works? Your SIM card connects your phone number and mobile service to your mobile device. You connect dozens of your accounts to your mobile device through the use of applications. Most application logins are linked to your email address, phone number, or both. If you set up two-factor authentication, a fraudster will impersonate you to gain access to your mobile account and may claim that their phone has been lost or stolen. Your phone number will be linked to a new SIM and device that the fraudster controls. The fraudster then downloads a series of the most popular and most attractive applications. They will select the Forgot Password button on all applications. If an account is associated to your phone number or email address, the fraudster will receive a verification code. They will then use this code to confirm ownership of the account, create their own password, and take over the accounts. Additional resources are also available at www.antifraudcenter-centerantifraud.ca.